Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a mystery, maybe one that goes way back in Hollywood and has a bunch of famous people associated with it.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really well. How are you, sir?
Doing great. It's October. We're getting close to Halloween. Things are awesome.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like scary stuff. I just really like mysteries. So that's why I like this show, to bring some mysteries that we can't or have yet to cover on the main show. And this is a doozy.
And I think this is one that we can tease here on this platform, but then maybe even put it on our list for a True Crime Cast original. So
completely agree.
All right, man, you have the floor. You have a true crime story in 10 minutes or less. Get the ball rolling, man.
Today, we're going to talk about the unsettling mystery surrounding the death of a legendary actress named Natalie Wood. Her life was filled with glamour, but her untimely death on November 29th of 1981 was shrouded in questions, and it continues to haunt Hollywood to this day. She's best known for her roles in Miracle on 34th Street and West Side Story, and she was a star in the world of stars. This story begins with a childhood fear that was planted by her mother, the fear of dark water. A fortune teller's prophecy foretelling death by drowning would cast a shadow over all of Natalie's life, and it gave rise to recurring nightmares from her. And it's a chilling backdrop to what actually happened in her mysterious death. The very fear she'd grown up with ultimately came true, making this case even more unsettling.
So let's go back to that fateful weekend. It would be in 1981. Natalie was working on the film Brainstorm along with actor Christopher Walken. And she was joined by her husband, Robert Wagner, and Walken on their yacht, the Splendor. And this is when tensions in the group started to boil over. So the yacht trip would turn out to be her last. The turbulent dynamics on board set the stage for the puzzling events that followed. That Friday night, Wood and Wagner's argument reached a concerning point, and the ship's captain, Dennis Davron, took Natalie ashore to a hotel in Avalon, but she returned the next morning to spend the rest of the weekend on the yacht. And the presence of alcohol really kind of put fuel on the flames of the tension that were already starting to grow. And we need to understand the circumstances that led up to this tragic event.
On the night of her death, Natalie Wood and Christopher Walken continued their drinking on shore, off of the yacht. Witnesses report that she was intoxicated and she was seen stumbling about. Later, both Wood and Walken returned to the yacht, but a witness from the Harbor Patrol said they heard her scream, which is kind of ominous and foreshadowing, and yet another layer of this big mystery. The timeline is really murky. Wood was last seen around 1:30 a.m., yet it wasn't until hours later during the early morning that her husband realized she was missing. The delay in looking for her raises a lot of questions. What happened during this time? Was Robert Wagner involved in her death, and where had she gone?
The Coast Guard was called in, but it wasn't until 6 hours later that they found Natalie Wood's body floating in the Pacific Ocean about a mile away from the yacht. Her nightgown and her jacket was clinging to her when they pulled her out of the water. And I don't know, it just kind of takes me back to what you said, that she grew up with a fear of water, and now here she is being pulled lifeless from the water. There was, of course, an investigation into this death, and they ruled it an accidental drowning and hypothermia. But many people have questioned this, including her sister, who has voiced doubts about Natalie's death, and then talking about her lifelong fear of water. Really doesn't add up. Decades have passed, and the circumstances surrounding Natalie Wood's death remain a puzzle. There are questions like, was this a tragic accident, as the official report suggests, or was there something more sinister that happened to lead to her death?
There were some that insisted that the troubles among the group had to do with a potential romance between Wood and Walken on the set of Brainstorm. And when her husband, Robert Wagner, found out about it, that's when the argument started. But there's really no clarity to exactly what happened. And the uncertainty still looms large over the Hollywood legend's untimely death. It's a bit shocking to me, John, that some huge Hollywood names are involved in this story. But it's not as widely known. I know there have been some long-form shows that have covered it. There have been a couple documentaries, and some of the, like, 48 Hours has had an episode about it. But this seems like a case that could be reopened and reinvestigated with what we know now and how much older that Walken and Wagner are now. So a lot of mystery here, a lot of intrigue, as Michael Scott would say, and I would love to see us do a deeper dive on this case. But when I discovered it and looking just at mysterious stories to cover during the month of October, I couldn't pass up putting this on True Crime to Go.
This is an interesting one. And yeah, I think it is one we could spend some more time talking about if there are more details to cover, for sure. So Jamie, thank you for bringing this one to us.
Yep. It was a really fun one to talk about, and hopefully one that could be solved at some point, and we'll provide more details as we are able. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.